that wonderful. Give moms another hand of applause.
Amen.
All right. Happy Mother's Day again to our moms. Now, I've got a lot of scripture that's going to be up on the screen, and I'm going to do this just a little different. The scripture is a lot of what we preach all the time on Mother's Day out of Proverbs chapter 31. And it's a marvelous piece of scripture to describe a lady, a mother, and someone who honors God. You start off as a lady, you become a mom, and all of that you need to honor God. And if you do, how precious, how valuable are Christian mothers on this planet today? The trouble of it is, it seems to be getting farther and few between. But I'm here to tell you, I thank you, I love you, I respect you for being here today. If you're here every Sunday, that is great. If you're not, let me give you an invitation. We need Christian moms in church every Sunday. I have said this from the time I was old enough to really be able to speak. And I truly believe this. The greatest influence on this planet is a Christian mother. Bar none. Give moms another hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry, let's put our scripture up on the screen. Now, moms, we have a lot of scripture here. I'm not going to make a lot of comment until I get more toward the end. This describes a precious lady who joys being a mother, knows the value of being a mother, knows the value of what she is called to do. Now, I may make a little comment as we go along, but there's a lot of scripture. But moms, I want you to read this as I go through. We're going to do it verse by verse by verse. Men, sit back and relax and honor these women. Moms, I want you to read it with me. Here we go. Start now, ladies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. Men said?
Amen.
Men said?
Amen.
Men said one more time.
Amen.
I promise you, you got a good lady, you honor her. You got a lady that loves the Lord, you honor her. I promise you, if she honors God, she'll honor you. That means she will obey you.
Amen.
I didn't say that. Come on, women, say. That's right. That's right. I've tried, man, it don't work. Understand that, okay? But her price is far above rubies. In other words, a Christian, wonderful, godly woman, mother, you can't put a price tag on that. And that is the gospel truth. Women, go with me here. The heart of her husband does sexually trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoils. Now, understand something. A good, godly, Christian woman is a woman that you can trust. Believe me, there's nothing any more valuable in a relationship, man or woman, than trust. I don't care how much money you got, I don't care what it is. Trust is what makes or breaks a relationship.
Amen.
Understand it. Christian parents, men, women, both. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, that he has no need of spoil. See, what happens is a lot of times if we do something wrong, we try to make it up by spoiling. You know, if a lot of times if I bring home something, I bring home a gift, flowers, whatever, and I surprise Monica, and she loves that, but she looks at me like sometimes like, what have you done? Man, you wouldn't do that, do you? I mean, you know, all right, just how bad did you mess up this time? So what this truly means in the scripture is that there is no need for spoil because there is trust. We haven't done anything wrong to make up to each other about, so we don't. It's not a matter of spoiling, it's a matter of trusting. This is what a relationship is between a man and a woman that trust each other. When you do that, you're spoiled every day. You understand? understand that? Because you understand the worth of somebody because you can trust them. That's why this is right up front, because the rest of this falls in line under trust. All right, women, here we go. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. We all understand that. Me and this is the same way for you. But your day's coming up here in about a month. We understand when we trust somebody, when you love somebody, when you've got a good man, you appreciate that. Women, you really need to do that. But believe me, good men are hard to find anymore.
Amen.
Women, you say?
Amen.
That's right. Don't forget that. All right, well, here we go. Women, read along with me. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth up also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maid. All that says is, she is a worker. Cooker, lover, whatever it may be, I'm telling you, you all know this. Once you become a mom, it is non-stop.
Right.
A good woman, she don't have time to be lazy, I promise you that. All right? She doesn't. And then in the generation which we live, a lot of them work. And so they have to work. And so the generations that we live in today, all this is saying is a good, godly woman works from sun up to sun down. And that is the truth. Men, give them a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry. Ladies, read with me. She considered the field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she planted the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good, her candle goeth not out by night. She's giving money. I will repeat it one more time. She's good with money. She knows how to shop. Matthew and I went out shopping for clothes for him yesterday. And we were just he and I. I get this phone call. Mama's on the phone. She said, "Where y'all at?" I said, "We're in Penn East and buying Matthew some clothes. We've got them all picked out. We've got the colors picked out." She said, "I'll be right there." I said, "No, just wait a minute right here, right now. Hey, listen, I know how to buy clothes. Matthew knows how to buy clothes." She said, "I'll be right there." She showed up. Now, we had already picked out this wonderful shirt. And Mom gave her blessings. You know why? Look. Look how they match. Isn't that wonderful? Hey, that's not by accident. That's wonderful. You know why? Now, here's the deal. A lot of times, I don't look at the prices, and of course, Matthew ain't looking at the prices. He ain't looking for it. So it don't matter what it costs, you know? But here comes Mama with a coupon. Was I glad she showed up. Man, let me tell you something. Be glad when they show up. Give them a hand of applause. And take it back. All right, so Larry, here we go. Ladies, be good. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the staff. The strength out of her hand to the poor, yet she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household. All of her household are clothed in scarlet. All this is saying is she looks beyond her own household. a good godly woman. There's nothing any precious than the heart of a good godly woman. She is also concerned about people and other children, other people in need. She makes sure that her family has what they need, but she looks outside of her household. Because, see, women think with the heart. Believe me, if a woman sees a child that's in need, and she didn't have that child, there's something wrong with that woman. Because that is the heart of any woman. That is the heart of women from the day one of ages. They care about children. They care about people around them. They have that heart. They care, they look out, and they see when there's a need. They go to meet that need. Now look at verse 21. She is not afraid of the snow. For her household, for all of her household, are clothed with scarlet. All this is saying is she is prepared. If it snows, let it snow. If it rains, let it rain. Whatever. She is prepared. There's food in the refrigerator. There's things there. There's wood there to burn. Whatever it is may be. A woman, a smart woman, is prepared for whatever comes her way. Men, a lot of times, they'll be out making the living, and sometimes women have to make that living too. But believe me, even if a woman's making a living, she's thinking about what she needs in the house. I promise you, Monica knows exactly what's in her refrigerator, and I don't know what's in there, period. She knows what's in there. I go to the grocery. Now, I'm on a diet. Haven't been for a while. So that means I've been in a bad mood for a while. And I'm slowly but surely, I'm losing, you know, baby pounds. You know, baby pounds. I weighed almost 10 pounds when I was born, so I've lost that. I don't know what that means, but it just sounded good. I'm not a baby no more. I've lost all of my baby fat. I think. So, but she's prepared. She's ready. She knows what her household needs. Brother Larry, here we go. Ladies, read with me. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. And when he sitteth among the elders of the land, she cares about herself. How she looks. Doesn't matter. Her age. We're not talking about age. Whether you're 20 or you're 90. She cares about how she looks. She makes her clothes. Makes her clothes for her children. And that day and age, that's how they did it. Now, silk, purple. She went and got the best for her kids, for her family. She wants them to have the best. Every mom wants her family to have the best. Maybe sometimes they can't afford it, so they afford what they can. But what they can afford, they afford what they can. They make sure that whatever it is, it's the best that they can afford what they've got. Good shoppers. Very smart. Godly women, very smart. Her husband is known in the gates, and when he stands among the elders of the land. Monica and I had a lot of years downtown of working before I finally retired and left the government. Monica's got about two and a half more years left before she can retire. When I was down there, it went anywhere that I went in the government down there. That when people said, "Who are you?" "Well, I'm Roger Hodge." "Oh, is Monica your wife?" "I have to be able to be careful hiring you." I said, "Yes." Oh, what a wonderful, sweet lady. Now, let me tell you something. If you're a man, that's not a compliment to her. Who's that a compliment to? Men don't ever forget that. I've told this many times. There's not another man on this planet that I trust. But I trust my wife. Give Dolly Whipple a hand of applause. Amen. All right, here we go, Brother Larry. Ladies, be with me. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivers girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She's talented. She makes. She delivers. She comes through. She knows what to do. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. So Larry, let's go. Women, be with me. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household. She eateth not the bread of idleness. She opens her mouth with wisdom. Now, anytime both our children are grown, out on their own, educated, working, making a difference in people's lives. But when they were home, when they needed advice about things of what I call the heart, relationships, things that really pull at our hearts, if they were down about something, if they were worried about something, they went to their mother. Because moms have a way of understanding things different from men. Not better, but different. Now, if they needed advice about money, they come to dad. I didn't say I'd give them money. If they wanted money, they went to mom. If they wanted advice about money, they came to me. That seems to be my forte. It seems to be my area of expertise. Now that they've gotten older, same thing. If they have something that pulls at their hearts, they go to mom. If they got something that is money related, which seems to be a lot here lately, then they come to dad. Difference. Not better. But that doesn't mean that every man's good with money. It doesn't mean every woman's good with money. It just means that you understand something here and listen to me very closely. Wisdom is something that money cannot buy. There is no greater wisdom on this planet than a wonderful Christian mother who loves the Lord and knows her Bible. Let me tell you this real quick. Stop right here for a moment. Women, the greatest advice I can give you is study your Bible. Read it, study it, make it daily. Because everything that you do in your life, you can find in that Bible. You become, let it become, your wisdom, your law. Let your children, whether they're young, whether they're old, understand that you see the importance in God's Word. Because the greatest thing that you can possess when they come to you for advice is to say, let's go to God's Word. And then get any better than that, moms. Give the Lord a round of applause. All right, Noah. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done wonderfully. I'll just say that. But thou exceedest in all. You know, perception. If you love the lady of your life, the mother of your children, your wife, you understand one thing. No matter who they are, how old they are, what they do, if you love that lady, she'll always be the prettiest lady that you've ever seen, the prettiest lady you've ever met, and the lady who truly has made a difference in your life. She exceeds them all. Men, the faster you learn that, the faster you understand that, the better off you will be. It doesn't get any better than a godly, Christian, wonderful mom. And I'm going to throw this out. If you find one, don't you look at your father. Man, listen to me. Don't look at your father. If you get to looking more, you're going to be miserable. You understand. When you've got a good, Christian, wonderful lady, mom in your life, honor her, respect her, give her what she needs, because she's far more precious than any rubies you could ever hold on to. Give the Lord a hand of applause.
the one ingredient that is missing in your life that's the very most important. You know, anybody can give birth. If you're a lady, not giving birth, and although I've been there for parts of my job, that's not easy. We all know that. We have a little fun with how hard it is to bring a child into the world. And it's easy for a man to say that, but men don't have to do it. But I promise you, there's not a woman here who's got a child of any age at all that'll say, give it birth. Raising a child in this world today that we live in is very difficult. It's very difficult. Maybe some of the most challenging times it's ever been on the face of this planet. And another thing, when you're a mom, you're always a mom. I don't care what your children are grown. You may be here, your children are grown. You may have grandchildren, great-grandchildren. There may be a difference. You're going to be a mom until you die. But I understand this. Please, 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 fear the Lord. Honor Him. Because God honors you. And I promise you, there's no greater honor coming your way than if you raise your children in a Christian home to know Jesus. No matter how difficult the time, no matter what it is, we have a lot of moms who don't have men in their lives. Fathers are gone. They father children and they leave. We've got men all over the planet to do that. And then it seems like it rests upon your shoulders to be mom and dad both. But I promise you this one thing. Never, ever, ever know this. That no matter whether you're alone in your house, you are never alone if you know Jesus.
Amen.
That's right.
Never, never, never are you alone. Jesus is with you, watching over you, and giving you grace every day. Let me say this to you. If you don't care about your kids, God only help you one day. Because I believe this with all of my heart. I believe that men are going to answer when they father a child and they walk away and never see that child again. I'm telling you, the Bible says it's better for you to have about a ton around your neck and throw into the ocean than to meet God one day with that responsibility. If you father children, you better hang around. You better be there. You better support them. You better do the right thing. Because I'm here to tell you, there is no greater sin on this planet than to do something like that. Children need moms and dads on this planet. And I'm saying this a lot, mainly for the internet that watches me. Not as much for this congregation in front of me, although I say it to this too. But I say this to every man that may be watching me around the world. If you father children and you don't care about them, I promise you, when you meet God one day, it's going to be the worst thing that you ever did. We need parents on this planet who love their children. You want to give them the best. You may not have everything that's falling with. It's not about money. It's not about the fancy clothes. It's not about the stuff that you can get them or spoil them. It's about whether you pick them up, you hug them, you love them. You do the best you can. You make sure that they're safe. If you have to work 3 jobs, you work 3 jobs. You do what you have to do.
Amen. Amen.
Understand that? That's what you do. That's what you do. What you do, I promise you, God will honor you, male or female, if you truly work for His children, because His children belong to Him. God, if you ever study Jesus and all what He does, He loved children. And He said to anyone that can harm a child in any way, shape, or form, you're going to answer for it, and you're going to answer in the worst way. But there's also no greater reward. Listen to me closely as I close. No greater reward than for a mom or a dad to truly raise their children in a Christian home to know the Lord, to know what it's all about. No matter what you have to do, no matter what you suffer in life, I promise you God will make it right one day when you put your children first. I believe that with all of my heart. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Presence is in this house. grace is in this place. Father, it is my prayer today that we come to honor our most wonderful and faithful moms who are here at God's house today. Father, there may be one here today who needs special prayer. Maybe the weight of the world is on a special mom here today. You know, no matter what your past, I promise you, you can change it today if you're serious about it. All you have to do is reach out to Jesus. He'll reach out to you. He'll change you, help you, be with you, through thick and thin, through good and bad, if you'll just honor Him. If you're watching by internet, I don't care where you're at, whether it's day or night. I don't care whether you're mom or you're dad. If you don't know Jesus, you need to accept Him today. You need to live for Him today. Because no matter how good a mom or how good a dad you think you may be, without Jesus, you're not all that you can be. But with Jesus, you can be all that you can be. And all you got to do is say, Jesus, come into my life. If you're here today with us, we're praying for every parent here today. The greatest challenges on the planet are our parents today. They're trying to make a living. They're trying to keep harmony in the home. Trying to keep peace in the home. Satan is trying to destroy it on every level. Thank God we have parents who look to Jesus every day. If you need a quiet time at this altar, we're going to invite you to come. But most of all, if you're here today and you don't know the Lord, just come and say, Brother Roger, I will accept Jesus. That's all you got to tell me. I'm going to have a word of prayer with you. I'm going to hug you. I'm going to welcome you to the family of God. And I promise you, it's the greatest decision that you'll ever make. And I don't care whether you're here and you're a young mom, or you're here and you're a grandmother, a great-grandmother, you need Jesus today. Father, bless these moments. Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, would you come?